Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, When Amazon Bans My Husband, He Is Not Using My Account. Amazon makes things too easy. Amazon is going to ban my husband, and that's why I need him to stay away from my Amazon Prime account. He will get me banned too. As soon as he said, The hard hat I ordered sits on top of my head like a beanie cap, I knew what was coming. You're returning the hard hat? I tried not to sound alarmed. It looks like I'm wearing an inverted mixing bowl, he said before heading off to the UPS store, which is conveniently located an eighth of a mile from our house. Amazon makes things too easy. You don't have to box up returns anymore. All you need to do is print out a code, take your rejected item with the code to the UPS store, and they do the rest. You don't even have to seal the box. My husband, who has ordered a lot of stuff, has returned most of it. This isn't for lack of due diligence. He reads the reviews, scours the internet for deals, examines every detail of whatever it is he's buying, then, after much deliberation, places his order. But the rope he ordered last week was thinner than advertised and starting to fray. The shoes squeezed his toes. The fire pit had a scratch. The cooler leaked. The wine glasses were more like plastic than glass. The jeans were the wrong size. So you see why Amazon will eventually ban him. They will conclude, despite his many purchases, that he is more trouble than he's worth. I know this because the Wall Street Journal reported on it. They cited the example of Nir Nassim, who was banned for violating Amazon's company rules. What rules? A perplexed Nir Nassim wondered. He was in the dark, even after contacting the retailer for several weeks, until he finally reached a customer service representative who saw fit to enlighten him. Your account was closed because of return activity, the service rep said. Nir Nassim had returned one item in 2018 and four items in 2017. That was all. But it was enough to get him banned. According to the Wall Street Journal, Amazon will ban shoppers from using their site for returning too many items, sometimes without even telling the customer why they're being banned. My husband has gone way beyond Nir Nassim's meager record of returns. I bet he has sent back five items just in the last 3 months. If Amazon bans him, I don't want him using my account and encroaching on my pristine record with the company. I am one of those who rarely returns stuff. For example, a few weeks ago I ordered a shirt, size small. It looked cute on the model, but the shirt I received was wide enough to slip over a Lazy Boy recliner. I held it up, demonstrating to my husband how it stretched the length of both arms. Send it back, he said, a little too enthusiastically. But I didn't. I waited until our kids and grandkids congregated at our house for dinner, and I brought out the humongous shirt. Who wants it? I said, like an auctioneer raffling off the prize of the day. Me! My 15-year-old granddaughter's hand shot up. She has already begun to exhibit hoarder tendencies and will take anything her parents allow her to keep. The next time they came over, she was wearing the enormous shirt, except that it no longer looked enormous. It was tied in a cute knot. I reasoned that by giving away the shirt, I was preserving my reputation with Amazon and passing along gifts to my grandchild, what my parents used to refer to as killing two birds with one stone. My husband doesn't see it that way. He returned from the UPS store raving about how efficient they were. You just walk in, hand them your item, and they ship it back. The hard hat has already been credited to my account. He enthused. He was so thrilled that I'm afraid he might want to return future items just to witness the efficiency of the process. But when Amazon bans him, he is not using my account. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.